Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray on this Friday morning. Green and white prognostications. Every once in a while, we say the words and the phone starts ringing. No, it's not quite yet. 12 o'clock is when we give you a chance to join in and play along with that. A couple of guests before we get there. In fact, my next guest, I'm looking forward to this conversation because in the fall, as we think about the kids going back to school, it's a busy season for the team at Foundations Learning, a group that I have so much respect and admiration for. The more I've learned about Foundations Learning, an organization, by the way, dedicated to improving literacy and learning skills for children and adults, the more I am involved with this organization, the more I appreciate what they do. And this is a busy time of year for them. Fall, they see a surge in demand for tutoring. And I'm going to bring my guest on to talk about the tutoring, the type of tutoring that's done, because it's not just for students. I mean, we are helping families when it comes to things like financial literacy. There's so many great programs contained within Foundations Learning. I've been proud to be a part of some fundraising that they've done. And I'm so happy to have Cheryl Harrow-Urich joining us, who is the Executive Director of Foundations Learning. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to chat with you, Evan.
So am I right? Fall is a pretty busy time of the year for your team.
Oh, Evan, you know what? It was yesterday felt like October 25th. We had our golf tournament and already we're heading into Socktober, as we call it. I'm just, where did September go?
I know, that is so, somebody pointed out 3 months to Christmas from yesterday. So that's a scary thought. So can we talk a bit about the programs? I said it off the start. I'm a big fan and supporter of what you and the team do at Foundations Learning, but talk about the programs that you offer.
Yeah, so we're a mighty team of hardworking people and with an army of volunteers. We have about 315 volunteers. And so together we provide one-to-one adult tutoring support. We do children's one-on-one reading support in classrooms and online. We do family literacy programs and events. And then, as you mentioned before, financial empowerment programs. And those are in workshops. And we also do one-to-one support with those. So between our volunteers and our staff, it is full on. As we, I think last year we worked with 110 communities, and we were in 110 towns and villages and cities around the province, and we reached 5,500 people.
Wow, it's so impressive. And so I was at the fundraiser that you did and earlier this year, and it's really heartwarming to me when you see the connection between the volunteer and the person who's receiving the tutoring or the help with whatever the form of literacy. And it really is a bit of a mentorship, mentee, mentor type of relationship.
It really is. And I think, like, a lot of people who are extremely confident and learning came really easy to them, and they, you know, they breeze through life with their learning skills just growing because they use them every day. They just take it for granted. And so they join our agency and they're like, oh, this is something I can give. And they never think that they're going to get as much back from the experience. Like, our adult learners that we work with are complete and full and amazing people who are facing one or two challenges in their lives, and they just need someone to walk alongside them as they brush up those skills or cope with the changes that are going on as they maybe move, you know, through SAS Polytech or as they transition to a new job and just need their skills upgraded.
It's heartwarming to see the volunteers, but I know you're always looking for volunteers, and that's the case right now. What are the qualifications if someone wants to volunteer? What do they need to provide?
I think the most thing is if they can have a flexible schedule, that's probably the best thing. We try to, when an adult learner comes in for an intake, we try to set the meetings around the adult learner's schedule, because most of our adult learners are working full-time or they're going to school, and so they're doing this on top of what they're doing, already trying to meet in terms of raising their family as well. So flexible schedule. They also, our volunteers must participate in an orientation. So that's a one-hour introduction online and in person or in-person introduction to why learning skills and strategies are still important today, and if not today, just as important as ever. And then they participate in a training. So we have all-day trainings if you want to work one-on-one with an adult. If you're interested in working with a child, that's a 3.5-hour training as well. And then we ask our volunteers do their due diligence and provide a criminal record check, references. And so we really ensure that the people that we're working with are matched with someone who's trained. We're here for support. We're here for guidance. And then we do ongoing evaluation. So regular contact. We ask our volunteers to stay in regular contact with us.
Right. Cheryl Harrow-Urick is my guest, Executive Director of Foundations Learning. Is there a, like, if you look at your scope of volunteers and you said you've got, did you say 315? Volunteers?
315.
Yeah. So if you look at them, do they come from all different walks of life?
Yeah. So we've got retired individuals. We've got working professionals. We have university students. To be a volunteer, you are 18 years of age or older. But what we're really excited about this year is we're piloting and working with youth. So if youth are in grades 10, 11, 12, they can reach out and volunteer with us as well. We have some special youth volunteer coordinators, including a staff in Regina who's working with the youth, and they provide training and support. And then if the youth is also interested, the hours that they volunteer with us can be put towards their volunteer high school credit.
That's great. So quickly, where is the website where people can find out more information?
Yeah, so they go to www.foundationslearning.com. They can also call our office at 306-652-5448. And we have orientations coming up. We do them every month, October and November. You can join online or in person. So it's really a great way, whether you're in Swift Current, we've got room for volunteers from across the province.
Good stuff. Cheryl, always appreciate having you on the show. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Evan. All the best.
Cheryl Harrow-Urick from Foundations Learning. You could find them online, foundationslearning.com. And if you're looking to volunteer some time, this is a great organization to be involved with. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.